Light beer, dark money. Agree on something. Politics, culture, and the intersection of faith, freedom, and free enterprise. And now, live from the Star Worldwide Network studios, here are your hosts, Light Beer Chris Clements and Dark Money Sean Noble.
Welcome back to another edition of Light Beer Dark Money. I'm Sean Noble.
And I am Chris Clements. And let it never be said that we are not a family-oriented show.
That's right.
You know, last week, two weeks ago, you had your wife, Alyssa, on. Yep. And she gave her perspective on a lot of great things going on in politics. But we're not here to talk about politics today.
No.
On my birthday, my 53rd birthday.
He said that a little bit reluctantly.
I know. It just seems so old, but I don't feel that old, which is
Well, you don't
good.
Look old.
Well,
I'll just say it.
And what's great about that is that I have two people in the studio today, my two daughters, Gracie, who's been on the podcast before.
That's right.
This to is talk about her time appearance at Texas Christian University, which she's about to depart next week on her senior season.
Wow.
Senior season horn frog country, yeah. Which is going to be great. But then we've got our youngest, Campbell Gaker.
We're not here to talk about your birthday. We're here to talk about me.
Oh, you want to talk about you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Campbell, let's start there. So yeah. you're going to be in what grade this year?
Third grade?
Yeah. And what are you most looking forward to in third grade?
I don't know. Not the homework.
Not the homework?
No.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot more homework this year.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Where do you go to school, Camel?
All Saints.
Very good. Say hi to your friends at All Saints.
Yeah. We can send that out and we can make sure they see it.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite thing about school this last year?
My friends.
Your friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have some great friends.
I do.
Yeah. And what about the fact that we're going to be driving your big sister out to the horn frog country? How are you feeling about that?
It's going to be fun because it's going to be long, and it's going to be hot, it's going to be tiring, and I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
You get to sleep the whole car ride. You're not driving.
I'm a lucky girl.
Yeah, you are.
Do you like road trips, Campbell?
Only when I have Wi-Fi.
Yeah. welcome to the 21st century, child.
Exactly.
I mean, talk
why is
about
my
luxuries.
Not working.
Why is the Wi-Fi not working? She says continuously. Well, unfortunately, there's no Wi-Fi in Gracie's car.
I know.
So we're gonna have to, you're gonna have to make do like 90% of the rest of the.
I have like non-Wi-Fi games, but I use all the ads, which is and stuff.
What's your favorite game?
Roblox, but it needs Wi-Fi. But I need Wi-Fi to play the game, but Grace doesn't have Wi-Fi.
I know.
Sorry, blame Dad for not buying
it. It just doesn't work.
A car with Wi-Fi.
Yeah, there was a method to that madness.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Grace, you're going to be a senior, and you've had a really interesting summer. Tell us about what you've been doing this summer.
I've been working at a marketing firm here in Phoenix.
Yeah. What marketing firm would that be?
Lane Terrelever.
Lane Terrelever, the largest marketing PR firm here in the state.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Since Grace is going to be a senior, will she get all wrinkly and stuff?
No. It just means that she has about 9 more months before she has to find a job and enter the working world. When she gets to find out what all that, what taxes mean.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't even know what taxes mean.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky.
I always ask, but it never makes sense. It's like blah, money, blah, 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 money, money equals blah, taxes.
Yeah.
I still don't get it. My mom always explains it to me.
And your mom's a certified accountant, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even the accountants, it can be lost on them.
All right. So, Grace, what do you want to do when you're done?
I mean, the goal right now is to get a job when I'm done. I'm not really trying to shoot too high. Hopefully come back here or stay in Texas, probably either of those. But
You can work at my lemonade stand.
Okay. Okay. Should I do social media?
But you don't get paid.
Oh.
I might have to pass. 1 cent a year.
I might
1 cent a year?
I might have to file.
Since I'm a good girl, I'll give you $1 a year. Like, that's a good deal.
A year.
That's a good deal.
Maybe not in this
for the lemonade stand.
Maybe $20 a month.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Negotiating against yourself.
You're negotiating against yourself.
I have a jar of money for Paris, which is for Paris anymore. It's for lemonade.
Oh, it's for lemonade. It's for
lemonade. Or Kentucky. Who knows?
What's in Kentucky?
Fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. The fried chicken. Oh, okay.
It's obvious. Like, that.
Yeah. Maybe you need that money for your new puppy that might be coming here in the next month.
Oh, yeah. Except I'm not using my money for that.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be somebody else's money.
It's going to be somebody else's money. Yeah, I get that. I get that
going
on.
I never pay the bills at lunch or dinner or breakfast.
Sounds like you need to slip the bill over tonight.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Not
it's
happening.
Just a big jar. You can bring your big jar of money tonight to dinner. You know,
then
for
I'm
Dad's
not,
birthday.
Then I'm not eating anything, and neither are you.
We'll just order dessert.
Neither are you
just
or
the
mine.
Yeah.
I'm not paying. Girl.
So, Campbell, is there anything you want to ask me on this sacred day of my 53rd, signifying my 53rd year? Okay, this is what we call dead air in radio.
In your 50 years of life.
And we don't need dead air.
In your 50 years of life, or 30, who knows. Which child do you like more?
See, we're not going there. That's just, right now, it's, in all honesty, I like Preston.
Is it just because he's gone?
He's gone, he's at camp, he's out on an island.
But when he's
in
here,
Pacific.
I'm your favorite, right?
Yeah.
It's me.
No, it's me. Like, she's never here.
You know
so
what?
Like...
It's probably the dog, really.
Yeah.
It's probably Summer.
Then the new puppy's going to be my favorite, and I won't love you, or you, or you, or you, or you.
It's okay. The Clements Comedy Hour here.
Yes,
at
it
Light
is.
Beer, Dark Money.
Light beer, and then there's dark money.
Yeah.
There's beer, and there's money. I like. Yeah. I only like that one. I don't.
Yeah, you're on the money side. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I do love my dad, but I also like money. But I don't like beer.
Oh, that's a good thing. That'll serve you well.
That's right. That's right.
That'll really serve you well. So, well, Grace, do you have any questions for your dad on this day?
What has been your favorite birthday?
My favorite birthday? That's a really good question.
Maybe your 30th one because you didn't have any kids.
No, you know, I think, gosh, that's a really good question. My favorite birthday. I don't know. I really don't know if I can answer that.
Was it the year that I was born?
The year that all my kids were born were great birthdays. It's been great having a birthday with my family because it makes it all the more meaningful. And normally we're back east for my birthday.
Where's that?
Oh, back in Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
With your Uncle John and Godfather, we just had on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah, I know.
But so this is the first year we're not doing that. And those are some of my favorite birthdays, I think. Just being back there and being away for the summer. And those have been great. Then we fly Gracie out for a couple days.
Yeah. Well, I've usually missed your birthdays in the past there.
You've missed a couple of them, yeah. And we always celebrate somehow.
Yeah, that's good.
How? If...
When we come back, yeah.
But that's not a birthday. You know, that's just not a birthday.
It is. You know, birthdays are just days. It really has more to do with being with your family.
No. You were born on that day, and you get cake on that day, which is the most important
birthday.
See, she's got to figure it out. Campbell's
she had finals.
Cake.
Gracie had finals on her birthday.
Yeah. Ugh. I had a 20-page final due on my birthday.
Yeah.
I got up at 6 a.m.
I'm not growing up.
I don't want you to grow up.
Neither do I. I don't want to get homework. I don't want to pay bills. I don't want to do any of that. I don't want to live in an apartment. I want to live in my mom and dad's basement.
Well, you know what? We have a president who's still living in his mom and dad's basement, so there's hope for you yet.
Can we talk about politics?
No.
No.
You're like, ah.
I have my thoughts.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'll bet you do.
Yeah.
I'll bet you do.
And with that, I think that's a good segue.
Yeah. It's been fantastic having you guys on.
Yeah, I know.
Celebrate your dad's birthday, 53.
It's been fun.
This, A. Campbell, I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be one of your dad's most memorable birthdays.
Yes. It absolutely
and
will.
And his favorite, because I was on the show and like I'm pretty awesome.
If you do say so yourself.
Yeah.
Can't wait for this to play at her wedding.
Yeah, exactly. We'll keep a digital copy of this somewhere.
I'm not getting married. Boys are gross. They're yucky. Except the only boy I can depend on is my daddy.
Aww.
Well, and your brother.
Nah.
What about Wyatt?
No.
No? No Wyatt?
No.
Yeah, Wyatt's a boy from school who basically will climb out of his vehicle to say hello to Campbell during drop-off. It's really quite amazing.
I remember third grade.
It's really quite incredible
to witness and to watch. He did it driving home from summer camp.
You did? Yeah. Well, there you go.
There you go.
With that, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
No, don't say goodbye
say
to
bye.
Me.
Say bye.
Don't.
Say bye to our listeners.
Oh, bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thanks,
myself.
Everybody.
Bye. I'm going to watch this.